Global markets react to the U.S. credit rating downgrade.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. So far, Friday night's downgrade of the U.S. debt rating by S&P hasn't had a devastating effect on global markets. Stocks are down, but not by a ton. And far from fleeing U.S. government bonds, investors have been flocking to them. The government is only paying a 2.5% interest rates on 10-year bonds. In Europe, markets are down, but not by a ton. To find out what's going on, let's bring in Marketplace's Stephen Beard. He's with us live from London. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, Stephen, bring us up to date. Why such stoicism in Europe this morning?
Well, Europe, it seems, has been less concerned about the US, more focused on its own debt problems today. And there's been a little burst of optimism on that score this morning.
And that, I'm assuming, Stephen, is because we've got this news this morning that the European Central Bank is going to come to the rescue again.
Exactly. I mean, part of last week's meltdown in Europe was due to the debt crisis here spreading. Investors were dumping the government bonds of Spain and Italy. People who were prepared to buy these bonds were demanding a higher rate of interest to compensate for the risk. And that was pushing up the borrowing costs of these governments, making it more likely they'd need bailing out. Last night, the European Central Bank indicated that it would buy Spanish and Italian government bonds. And that had a fairly dramatic effect. The interest rate on these bonds fell sharply, and stock markets in Spain and Italy actually jumped by more than 2%. A welcome relief, ironically, thanks to the S&P downgrade. Here's Steve Barrow of Standard Bank.
When we do have some fairly calamitous event, in this case, obviously, the downgrade in the US, officials normally respond, and very often that can produce a short-term recovery in the markets.
A short-term recovery, Stephen. Does that mean the European debt crisis is going to be back?
Oh, certainly. I mean, this is a temporary measure. The ECB can't go on buying Italian government bonds. There are $2.6 trillion worth of them out there. But the European markets have been calmed for now. Of course, all eyes will then be on Wall Street when that opens later today.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Jeremy.
And let's check the numbers at this point. Well, stock traders had their first chance to react to the downgrade news in Asia this morning, and they are in a selling mood. Stocks down more than 2% in Japan. Wall Street, as Stephen said, will get its chance to react later this morning. On Friday, before the news, the Dow jumped 60 points to close at 11,444. And right now in Europe, London down about 1.5%, and Paris down 1.7%. Well, markets aside, there is the question of the bruised national ego from this downgrade. Marketplace's Jeff Horwich has that part of the story.
The same factors visible to S&P have been visible to everyone else. Shaky economic recovery, political dysfunction, growing public debt, which is why former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan said on NBC's Meet the Press, the damage from the downgrade is mostly in our heads.
What I think the S&P thing did was to hit a nerve. And it's hit the self-esteem of the United States, the psyche, and it's having a much profounder effect than I conceived could happen.
We'll get over it. You know the expression, sticks and stones and all that. Analyst Greg McBride of Bankrate.com says the downgrade is kind of like a stone in the water.
It's going to ripple out in all directions. However, we haven't exactly had calm financial seas here in the past several weeks, and so what's happened is we've dropped a rock into the water, but we've done it when waves are 6 feet high.
As for our pride, few things are more resilient than the American ego. But the downgrade is a harsh reminder of the reasons S&P decided to hurt our feelings. And those don't seem to be going anywhere. I'm Jeff Horwich for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. For the latest business news, go to marketplace.org and click on the newsletters tab to get business and economic news delivered to you daily, right now to your inbox.
Here's an economic bright spot. The latest report on how much stuff the U.S. ships by truck shows a nearly 3% increase from May to June. That's a year-over-year increase of almost 7%. But there may be fewer truckers available to move all that freight, as Ben Philpott reports now from KUT in Austin, Texas.
There are really two driver shortages facing the trucking industry, quantity and quality. Over the last few years, regulators have been rating truck drivers and the companies they work for. Get a low score for anything from unsafe driving to improper loading, and a pink slip may not be far behind. Bob Costello is with the American Trucking Association.
That's not necessarily a bad thing. We want the best people out there driving a truck, no doubt about it. But it does make some operational challenges, and finding qualified drivers is one of them.
Fewer qualified drivers was okay during the recession, when there was less stuff to ship. But as the economy picks back up, the lack of drivers has become an issue, especially in Texas.
It would impact all ports. It would impact all sectors across the state.
John Esparza heads up the Texas Motor Transportation Association. He says Texas needs more truckers to haul goods from its Gulf Coast ports and many oil refineries. And there's another factor that could limit trucking capacity. This fall, the federal government is considering new regulations that would cut the number of hours a driver can work. The American Trucking Association's Bob Costello says the rules would force companies to hire more drivers for trucking relays to get goods delivered in a timely manner.
We will need 5 to 7% more trucks and drivers to haul the same amount of freight. So yes, that would exacerbate the shortage.
National and state trucking associations say current time limits are sufficient and the new rules wouldn't improve safety. The groups hope to convince federal regulators of this before they finalize the rules in October. In Austin, I'm Ben Philpott for Marketplace.
And finally, with all the rough economic news lately, sometimes it's not a bad idea to just stop and sing a song. That's exactly what Gary Russo has been doing. He's a construction worker who's part of the team building the new Second Avenue subway line in New York City. And every day at lunchtime, he stops to belt out some Sinatra for the people passing by. And I have to say, he's not that bad.
Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by.
Pretty good, actually. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Business news. It's not all banks, budgets, and bottom lines, you know. At Marketplace, we think it can be lots of things, like...
So, maybe you've heard of the Kardashians.
iPhone and iPad app.
Christian Dior.
Wine.
We fit.
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The NFL.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether you need news or the numbers or just a good laugh, join us next time for Marketplace, the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.